Good afternoon and welcome to this afternoon's Community and Regional Affairs hearing. Today we have Senator Kukis, Senator Menard, Senator Wagner, and myself, Senator Larson. Please turn off all your cell phones and Blackberries. This meeting is being teleconferenced and recorded. We're here to consider Senate Bill 11. There is a committee substitute. Can I have a motion to admit the committee substitute as a working document?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Any opposition? Not, thank you. Committee substitute is adopted.
Do you need an objection for discussion?
We have objection for discussion?
I'd object. Just for discussion.
Okay. Grier Hopkins, staff to the bill sponsor, will present the bill. Senator Thomas will come on up here and give us the opening remarks and then do whatever you want to do, Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Senate Bill 111 restores a revisionary clause to the property within the 200-foot right-of-way of the Eielson Rail Spur between Fairbanks and Eielson Air Force Base. I'm sure most of you are familiar with where that is. Section 1209 of the Alaska Railroad Act Alaska Railroad Transfer Act originally stated that after a right-of-way had been abandoned by the railroad for 18 years, it would revert back to the federal government and then subsequently be conveyed back to the abutting property owners. In 2003, at the urging of the railroad, Congress repealed this section so that abandoned right-of-ways reverted back to the state instead of the feds. Unfortunately, this process resulted in the revisionary rights of to the property owners, the right that allowed them to receive ownership of that property back, when the property was no longer in use, also was repealed. Senate Bill 111 addresses only the right-of-way along the Eielson Spur. Currently, this right-of-way is still in use by the railroad for the transfer of coal to Air Force Base for power and heat, along with goods and equipment and other materials that run in and out of the Eielson Air Force Base. The Alaska Railroad does not expect to abandon this rail spur in the near future. If it eventually abandoned the railroad spur, they do not expect to retain the right-of-way and would return the jurisdiction of the right-of-way actually to the state of Alaska. And they've actually indicated this in a letter to some of the property owners on December 17, 2010. And I believe that information is in your packet. The issue was brought to my attention by one of the adjacent property owners along the right-of-way, and Senate Bill 111 is supported by all of the affected property owners as far as we know. Mr. Chairman, this concludes my opening remarks, and I'm available for questions, and also Grier Hopkins here to walk you through the bill with a little more detail on some of the issues.
Do you have any questions of the bill sponsored by members of the committee? If not, Mr. Hopkins, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Grier Hopkins, legislative aide to Senator Joe Thomas. For the record, just quickly, I will describe the changes in the CS between the previous version and this version. I don't have any additional comments. There was one very minor change to the CS version M, which you guys have in front of you. Was in section 2 of the bill in section 2B of the bill. It changed some of the language. It's previously said in the previous version another person, and instead it changed it to an abutting landowner. You can see that on line 17. Therefore, the old language would have been able to give it to any citizen or person who would try to get that land. This way it keeps it to the abutting landowner and the people who have the jurisdiction there and have been affected by this bill. So it actually makes it more concise and makes sure that the people who would be affected are the people who live in that area and own that property.
Okay.
I have no further comments, sir.
Any questions by members of the committee by Mr. Hopkins? Senator Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sure you've done a real in-depth study of this, and the only question I had is how many more situations like this are there out there in the state of Alaska?
Representative Menard, through the chair, I would believe that I don't have a specific number off the top of my head about how many there would be, but I would believe that any other right-of-way that the railroad has that runs through a municipality, runs through a more urban area of the state, would definitely have a similar situation. The railroad did request that this bill remain specific to this right-of-way, and so that those further the right-of-ways in other areas of the state could be addressed further down the line individually again. For more specifics on that, you could I would refer that question to Mr. Bill Hupprich, who's online for the railroad.
Thank you.
Any other questions by members of the committee for Mr. Greyer?
Just to follow up.
Mr. Greyer, I'm sorry.
Comment. You know, I know that this has been an in-depth study on this particular. We're all aware of this, and I support this bill. But I look forward to more properties being available in this same manner down the road.
Okay. Mr. Hupprich, are you on, sir?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear the question by Senator Menard?
I could not. Could you repeat that?
Senator Menard?
I was just wondering, does Alaska Railroad, how many more situations are out there like this one that we're dealing with, the Eielson Spur Line?
I don't believe there are any situations along our rail belt that are identical to the situation on the Eielson Branch. And the main reason for that is that the rail line was built between 1914 and 1921 between Seward and Fairbanks. At that time, there were no homesteads, no property owners. All the land was owned by the federal government. The Eielson Branch is really unique because it was not constructed until 1947 by the government. At that time, there were probably a handful, six or seven families that had filed for homesteads along the route between Fairbanks and what would become Eielson Air Force Base. And the federal government basically just put the railroad right through the middle of their homesteads, as they had a right to do. And so that situation is unique. We don't have that situation anywhere else on our right-of-way.
Follow-up, Senator Menard?
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to be reassured that nothing like this is occurring in the Matsu Borough.
Mr. Hepburn?
Yeah, we have no reversionary program right now for any of the right-of-way through the Matsu Borough.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Hupprich. Is there any opposition to the bill, Senator Thomas?
Mr. Chairman, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I've heard nothing from anybody, no letters, no emails, no cards, like nobody cares. So.
Well, like nobody cares? I'm not sure that's the case.
And well vetted.
The representative from the Treasurer will want to comment on the bill. We'll have the representative for the railroad come up and comment on the bill.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Identify for yourself for the record. Go ahead with your...
My name is Wendy Linskoog. I'm Vice President Corporate Affairs for the Alaska Railroad. And just want to thank the sponsors of this bill. This is a bill that fixes an issue that's been a long time coming, and our board and our management are really pleased with the current version of the bill, what it addresses. It helps us move forward on an issue that has been sensitive to several of the landowners along the Eielson Branch. And so I really appreciate the committee taking the time to review this bill, hopefully move the bill, and it will help us all kind of move beyond, go forward in a real positive direction. So I would just offer that note and, again, thank the two sponsors, both on the House and the Senate side, for addressing this issue.
Okay. Any questions of Ms. Linskoog by members of the committee? If not, thanks for coming up and telling us that side of the story. Anyway, we have one person on the off-net, Bonnie Wolstead. Ms. Wolstead, are you on, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Please go ahead with your testimony.
Basically, as Wendy said, this is a bill that fixes a problem. Basically, it was the March 12, 1914 Act that allowed the railroad to cross over. At that time, they didn't know where they were going to be putting railroads through the state of Alaska, and this was a mechanism for them to say any future homestead at that time would have a reservation on a patent that would allow them to operate railroads and put them through. So as Mr. Hupprich said, in 1947, it was part of the war effort to get supplies out to Eielson Air Force Base. And so there are a number of homesteads that pre-exist the railroad, and the railroad did cross over them. They did have the right to traverse per the 1914 law. and unintended consequences of the repeal of the reversion was we lost the mechanism for us to be able to get the property back. This just basically pushed the that mechanism back in place.
Okay. Any questions by members of the committee, Ms. Wolstead? Ms. Wol, thank you very much for coming out this afternoon.
Thank you.
Do you have any closing comments, Senator Thomas?
No, Mr. Chairman, I do not.
Okay. Any further questions by members of the committee? Bill sponsor. If not, what's the will of the committee?
I'll remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
And I would move CS for Senate Bill number 111, CRA, / M, with there's no fiscal note, is there? Oh, yeah, there's fiscal note. With attached fiscal notes to the next committee of referral.
Any objection? Bill passes out without objection. With that, we'll go ahead and we're going to meet at 3 o'clock on Monday to hear House Joint Resolution 17. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you all.